It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. It seems like no matter what you do these days, there's someone there waiting to hustle you or pull a lick on you. It doesn't matter if you're opening email or if you're going to the gas station to fill up your tank. There's a hustler around every corner. And one of the new moves that's happening out there on American streets is something that's called jugging. Now, this is a crime where you have a so-called good Samaritan come up to you, tell you lost your wallet, something like that, and then take advantage of you. And this is a move that has been going on in the inner cities for a very long time. Somebody comes up to you, acts like they're panhandling or they have a question, and then when they have you off guard, they steal your cell phone or your wallet or whatever. Or in some cases, you might see an ATM that's not working, like glued shut or something like that, and then these characters will act like they're good Samaritans or whatever, and tell you that all you have to do is just tap your card. Meanwhile, they have the ATM set up to spoof everything and actually take your money. So there's a hustle everywhere you go these days, but on this episode, we're going to talk about this trend called jugging. And this article was published by Fox News. Headline, Jugging Among New Crime Trends Posing Danger on America's Streets. What to know? This article was authored by Chris Eberhardt. Everyday routine activities, like going to the ATM or getting gas, can become crime scenes of low-level offenses that create major headaches and financial loss. Someone watches a bank or a mall customer with their head in their phone. Seemingly friendly tip to use a tap card at an ATM that's glued shut. A phony good Samaritan says you dropped a wallet at the gas pump, or a cheerful chatty chap can't stop complimenting you on your outfit. For me, the second anyone is overtly friendly, the alarm bells automatically go off. I always expect somebody to have some kind of pitch or hustle when they stop me on the street, or in a gas station, or a supermarket, or anything like that. These are all part of street-level crimes designed to prey on distracted victims to grab a purse, phone, or wallet and take off. All they need is a few seconds in most instances. And stuff like this is key to why you have to have your situational awareness always turned on. Unfortunately, we live in a society full of hustlers, full of people who are looking to prey on good people. So if you don't have that situational awareness turned on, you're gonna fall prey eventually to one of these dirtbags. These crime trends, known as jugging, tap and glue, and sliders, have been around for decades, but have evolved and taken on new shapes, said Kevin Coffey, a travel risk trainer and consultant who was a 35-year veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department. What's old is new. It's like pickpockets. They've been around forever, but they're coming up with new ways to be able to engage folks to steal property, Coffey told News Digital. Most of them want an easy way to grab a purse, a wallet, or a phone. They don't want to engage in violence. They want to grab something and run. And that's something you would see a lot with someone like a purse snatcher, right? They'd grab the purse and try to get out of Dodge. Now, of course, there is an alarming trend of where people that are trying to do something like snatch a purse are committing a lot of violence these days. Just recently, there's a story of some woman taking money out and a man coming up behind her, taking that money, and then picking her up, body slamming her onto the ground, where she ended up becoming crippled. All over $4,300. Imagine being that big of a scumbag to ruin somebody's life over $4,300. But that's what we're dealing with out there, folks. And in the vast majority of these cases, it doesn't take $4,300 for these people to get violent. Let's start with jugging. Criminals will wait in parking lots of malls, stores, and banks to pick their prey, who are typically distracted or fumbling with bags, Coffey said. The thieves look for people who have items on them, he said. It's not just the elderly. They're now looking for people who are younger, who maybe came out of high-end purse stores or just bought an iPhone. Everyone is a prime victim today when they have something of value. And when you're distracted, it's really easy to not pay attention to what's going on around you. And this day and age, you have to be aware of everything. Unfortunately, with the hyper-violent society we live in, and with all of these degenerates out there who think it's a good idea to rob, rape, and steal, you got to be paying attention to what's going on around you. And I know a lot of us are heads in the clouds. Cell phone shoved in our face, not paying attention to anything, caught up in our own head and our own problems. We're all guilty of that. But we have to be aware that there are people out there that are certainly up to no good. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, you are the prime target for somebody who has ill intentions. Coffey said the thieves size people up to see if they have their heads in the clouds and how much property they have on them. One of the prime things is trying to get location where there are no witnesses, he said. They want to strike without any witnesses and pick their spots so they can't be chased down or allow someone to get their description. In extreme cases, a thief will follow a target home. That typically means the suspect knows that they have money or noticed an expensive piece of jewelry like a Rolex. And we've talked about the follow-home robberies and how prevalent they became, especially during the pandemic. There was a ton of those follow-home robberies in places like Los Angeles. You'd have whole gangs of criminals casing somebody out, following them, and then when they're getting home and getting out of their vehicle, these dudes would make their move and rob them. Go into their house, take their jewelry, take everything they bought, their car, all of it. And the hustle would be on. And that's still going on as we speak. That's a very lucrative move for a lot of these street gangs. They find a target, has some dough, and it becomes an easy mark, right? You have two or three people involved in the operation, four people, two separate cars, and before you know it, these people are following you home and kicking in your door. Those are sophisticated thieves and tend to be more violent, Coffey said. Those are the ones you have to be diligent of. Law enforcement agencies are seeing a spike in these types of cases over the last few months, particularly in four major regions of the country, including Northwest states like Idaho and Washington, in and around southern states like Texas, as well as Northeastern and Southeastern states like Florida and New York. A jugging attacker left a woman paralyzed in February after following her to a Houston area shopping plaza. A man reportedly watched her withdraw money from a bank, then tailed her for 24 miles to the shopping center where he slammed her to the ground and stole her money, according to KRIV. And that's what I was talking about earlier. That was just a brutal video to watch. This dude picks this lady up and suplexes her like he's Hulk Hogan or something, all to take her money. I mean, $4,300? It's worth that much to you? You're going to pick this lady up and suplex her, cripple her, and ruin her life over $4,300 measly. But that's the society that we live in, folks, unfortunately. Police in Killeen, Texas, posted a Facebook video of what jugging looks like that read, "Bank jugging is a scheme where suspects park outside of a bank and watch customers walk in and out. They follow the customer to another location and watch them exit their vehicle. The suspect vehicle pulls up next to the victim's vehicle, exits the vehicle, breaks the window, jumps into the vehicle, and then exits within 5 seconds, taking the money and or valuables. And again, that's where that situational awareness comes in. If there's a vehicle that seems like it's following you, then it's never a good idea to go into the bank or something like that. Drive to a police station, and chances are whoever's following you is going to get spooked and kick rocks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Other departments across the country have posted warnings on their social media pages and YouTube channels. The FBI does not have a crime classification for jugging, which the agency would list as larceny, robbery, assault, or breaking and entering. If there's glue inside an ATM's card reader, or it's jammed with cardboard, that should raise a major red flag, Coffey said. Here's how tap and glue works. They'll glue or stuff a piece of cardboard in the slot, which blocks the card. The whole idea is to make sure a card can't be inserted, Coffey said. Typically, these thieves work in teams and pick a spot where there are multiple ATMs in a row, he said. Someone who seems like he's offering innocent advice suggests using the ATM's tap feature to access your bank account. Breaking news, if I'm using the ATM machine, I don't want to hear shit from any stranger. Beat it. I don't even want you within 5 feet of me. Forget social distancing for COVID. I want social distancing for banking. The victim's guard is down. They withdraw their money and walk away without ensuring their account is closed. If you get your cash and leave without ending the transaction, the thief that's using the ATM next to you and pretending to be a regular customer shifts over to your ATM when your back is turned, withdraws the max, and disappears, Coffey said. I mean, talk about a hustle. And there's people out here who unfortunately, for whatever reason, fall for this kind of thing. But if somebody's being way too nice to you in public, especially while you're doing some banking, chances are they're up to no good, and that should raise a lot of red flags. ABC 7 highlighted this trend in the San Francisco Bay Area, but word travels fast on social media, Coffey said. I have no doubt that it's happening throughout the United States. ATM Marketplace issued a warning on March 7th that said multiple customers claim they were approached by a man when the card reader wasn't working who told them to tap their cards. After doing this, they later noticed multiple fraudulent withdrawals, ATM Marketplace wrote in the warning. When customers tap their cards, the account will remain up unless the customer logs out. If they do not, the scammer can access their account and steal money once the customer leaves the ATM. There are challenges about convincing the bank that the withdrawal was fraudulent because technically it was your PIN that opened the account, Coffey said. And that's the last thing you need, right? Somebody to gank your money and then you have to fight with the bank? So the idea here, folks, is to be hyper-vigilant about this so you don't have to deal with it. The slider takes advantage of distractions, especially women at gas stations, said Coffey, who showed a purse during a video interview. They want this. This is the holy grail because it has a phone and wallet, said Coffey, who explained how it works. A woman pulls up to the gas station. Sometimes she has the credit card out of her wallet and the purse is on the passenger seat and her back is to the car, he said. She didn't hit the lock button, so the passenger door is unlocked. Big mistake. Always have the doors locked if you're in the vehicle or not in the vehicle. Again, thieves typically work in teams. A driver pulls up alongside an unlocked car. The passenger exits the getaway car, gets in the victim's car, and slides to the passenger side to grab the purse, and they're gone before the victim even knows the purse is missing. They select victims typically on the outside pumps to make sure a quick getaway, he said. It's always important to keep your head on a swivel and hit the lock button. It takes just a second of turning your head. Again, the situational awareness is key. Where I grew up, we called it East Side Situational Awareness, because shit was always cracking off on the east side of Las Vegas, so you always had to be prepared for something to go down. Other times, the thieves might throw a fake wallet on the ground and ask if they dropped it or spark up a conversation while their accomplice grabs the victim's purse. Atlanta police saw this trend surge over the summer in 2021 and issued a warning to motorists. "Usually these crimes take place at gas stations," they said in a statement. "Sometimes the thief will actually steal the car, but more times than not, they will grab belongings from the car, then hop in a trail car to leave the scene. The simplest thing to do is to always be aware of your surroundings," Coffey said. "It's situational awareness. Whenever someone approaches, be asking yourself why. Why are they engaging me? Are they trying to divert attention to pickpocket me? Or do they actually want to have a conversation? For me, if I don't know you, chances are I'm not going to be very receptive to you coming up to me and trying to start a conversation. Not because I'm a dick, well, maybe a little bit of that, but because I understand that most people don't have my best interest at heart. So I'm not trying to get engaged in a conversation or anything really with a stranger ever." Another good habit to get into is looking over your shoulder when getting into your car or going through a doorway. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the suspect is right on their heels. A quick glance over your shoulder is good to see who's around you, he said. If you feel like you're being followed, especially in places like a train platform, pretend to wave and yell out a fake name. "Hey Mike, hey Susie." It's a distraction for the suspect, Coffey said. He also recommended planting tracking devices in your purse, wallet, or luggage and sharing the information with law enforcement if something's stolen. That's good advice. But I mean, really? That's where we're at as a society, huh? I have to put tracking software in my luggage because some degenerate thief might take it? But unfortunately, that's our reality. So make sure, folks, that you keep your head on a swivel and that you're not falling prey to any of this nonsense. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.